Today is a very special day. Today is the 76th anniversary of the first canned beer, Richmond, Virginia, 1935. In honor of that, I have on Kevin Logan out of the big state of Massachusetts. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
All right, now, Kevin, explain to everybody why this is a special day for you and why I would take the time to get you on the radio.
Well, believe it or not, Dave, you can actually send an e-card to your friends and neighbors celebrating Beer Can Appreciation Day because it was, as you know, 76 years ago today that the first public sale of the beer can happened in Richmond, and that was the Kruger Brewing Company that put it out. It was a cream ale can, and the rest is history.
Well, Kevin, explain to everybody why you know so much about beer cans.
I'm the curator of a museum known as the Beer Can Museum here in East Taunton, Massachusetts. We have over 5,000 different beer cans dating back to just after Prohibition up till probably a couple days ago.
You're about 30 miles outside of Boston, correct?
Right, we're south of Boston.
Okay.
Congratulations, Steeler fans, by the way. Big day for you guys.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much, Kevin. Now, does somebody just wake up one day and decide they're going to start a beer can museum? How the hell did this thing get its birth, if you will?
It's a good question. I was a collector back in the 70s, like a lot of kids. A lot of teenagers in the 70s and 80s took up the hobby. I collected for years, and I went off to college. My cans sat in my parents' basement in Ohio. Then as I finally got older and got established, got a job, bought a house, I said, you know what, I have a basement. It's time to set up my collection. And I dubbed it the East Taunton Beer Can Museum, sort of tongue-in-cheek, kind of as a joke about 15 years ago. But after I set up a website, the Los Angeles Times ran a story on my little museum. And from then on, I was getting contributions from around the world, and it's actually evolved into an actual museum. We've been in Reader's Digest. We've been featured in a lot of publications, and it's evolved into an actual museum. It's sort of comical in a way. But
Kevin, I got to ask you, does owning a beer can museum get you laid, or does it actually chase women away?
Well, you know, my wife's going to hear this.
All right, fair, yeah. Hey, listen, you answered my question. We're cool. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay there. How many different beer cans are out there, Kevin? Seriously. How many different?
World?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you say you have over 5,000, but I mean, how many different brands of beer? I mean, how many possible cans, like of each of a different brand, are
sure.
there?
Sure. Well, there's another beer can museum in New Zealand, and this guy has about 30,000 all different cans.
Wow.
Microbreweries are now starting to can again, so there's over 100 microbreweries just in the U.S. that are now canning again. So there's a lot of great new designs out there, great new cans. It's changing daily.
You have any Iron City Light there?
I sure do. Pittsburgh is just known for producing great commemorative cans. I'm sitting here looking at the Steelers 1975 Super Bowl champs.
Oh, wow.
I've probably got 100 different Iron City varieties. In fact, Pittsburgh and Iron City Brewing, Pittsburgh Brewing Company, have put out probably more commemoratives than any other brewer on the planet. And they've been notable in beer can history because they were the first ones in 1962 to put a pull tab on a beer can. So Iron City is well-loved by beer can collectors around the world.
What is your most valuable can? I mean, we all know in today's day and age, you could sell. There's collectors for everything. So if you had to put a monetary value on a certain can, how much in which can?
It's a great question. I have a kid in college, so I don't have the big bucks like some of the collectors out there. I do have some cans from World War II that are olive drab. They're camouflage cans because they stopped production of tin-plated steel cans for the war effort.
Right.
I do have one can that is olive drab, green. They were sent to the troops overseas. Most of them were lost in the jungles of the Philippines and Africa. So those are really coveted by collectors. Some of them are worth, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, sometimes into the thousands. I don't have any of those, but I do have some old cone top cans, the cans that look like brake fluid cans.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always conversation pieces in the museum. Some of those can be worth upwards of, you know, $1,000 or more. Cans have been sold on eBay for over $18,000.
Wow. How many different visitors did you get in there, say, in a week's time, and which can or cans seem to get the biggest response?
Honestly, thanks to Billy Carter, America's favorite redneck, Billy Beer is always a conversation piece. Everybody has a Billy can, and everybody thinks it's worth a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, they produced over a billion Billy cans, and everybody thought they'd be great collector's items. So I have probably six different varieties of Billy. They had four different breweries cranking it out in 1977. So Billy beer is always the one that people ask about, and it's worth about 50 cents.
Hey, if you had to take one can as your personal favorite, if somebody said, we're taking all your cans, you can only have one, which one's Kevin Logan grabbing and keeping for himself?
Kevin Logan is grabbing a 1964 Schaefer World's Fair can, which he discovered when he was 15 years old cleaning a woman's basement, and it was still sitting in a refrigerator after 20 years, and she told me I could have it, and my eyes lit up, and it was still full of beer that my brothers and I tried. It was not too good after all those years. But it's a mint condition can. It's a flat top, you know, before the days of the pull tabs. And I just, it just means a lot to me. It's a great looking can, and I always point it out to guests.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate your time here this morning. Can people, I'm sorry, Nick has a question for you.
Sure, quick. Yeah. Kevin, this is Nick Nash, the producer of the show. Just had a question. I mean, do you drink beer? What's your favorite beer to drink?
I'm Schlitz. Happy with a cold Bud Light, but I do like a Chimay Belgian Ale on occasion. The Trappist monks do great work with beer, which is interesting. It gets them closer to God, maybe. But that does not come in a can. That's only a bottle.
But always on the lookout for a cool can.
I am, yes.
Hey, Kevin, where can people find you on the web to check out your collection?
We're at beercanmuseum.org, O-R-G. Uh-huh. There's a virtual tour on there. I have a Flickr slideshow. You can see over 175 of the cans, some of the best cans in the museum. And we're also on Twitter as Beer Can Museum.
Sounds good. Hey, Kevin, you know where to find me. Go to WWVA.com, and your interview from today will be on there by 10 a.m. this morning, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Kevin Logan, thank you very much out of Massachusetts. I'm just glad he's married. I just wanted to check that out because either the guy has bodies in his trunk or he's a virgin and he's 62 years old. But it's glad to see that the beer can collection didn't consume his entire life.